Welcome to A Plus English, everybody. Now, I want to ask Jonathan. Jonathan, do you like listening to the radio?
我喜不喜欢听广播呢? Yes, I like to listen to the radio. What about you? Do you like listening to the radio?
Well, I usually listen to the radio when I'm in a taxi, because taxi drivers love listening to the radio, so I listen with them.
所以 Clayton 通常是搭计程车的时候才会听广播 Yes, 因为在台湾搭计程车几乎都会听到它里头播放的广播 But you know, there are some people who listen to the radio all the time
Yeah, that's true, like Mark Mark loves listening to the radio and he wants to be a radio host
我们今天的主角呢他叫做 Mark and he loves listening to the radio 他很想成为广播电台的主持人 Let's listen to his story
Alright, let's have a look at today's lesson
Hello, you're on the air
Reading A Mark loved listening to the radio Every morning when he woke upHe would turn on the radio, and every night, he would listen to his favorite show, Music Fans. DJ Jack Hope hosted the show. On Friday, there was going to be a contest. The winner would have his own show for a day. Mark knew he had to try.
Welcome back, everybody. Let me ask Clayton a question. 看他中文有没有进步。哎，有没有听过一样米养百样人啊
Oh, does it mean one kind of rice feeds 100 kinds of people?
Yes, it exactly means 100 kinds of people are fed by one kind of rice. 哎，你中文进步不少哎。
Well, thank you, but actually, I'm not sure what you mean.
对对对 我的意思是 There are many, many kinds of people in the world And different kinds of people love doing different things
Ah, well, what do you love doing, Jonathan?
我爱干嘛呢 I love eating sashimi
Oh, yeah, sashimi is great
What about you, Clayton? Do you love doing something?
Well, I really love reading a book in the park when it's a nice day
风和日丽的时候在公园读上一本好书 That's a great way to spend a day
Well, what about Mark? We've been talking about Mark What does he love doing?
Mark 爱干嘛呢 Reading tells us that he loves listening to the radio
So if he loves listening to the radio And he loves to listen to the radio That's the same thing, right?
对对我们这里有文章呢他说Love doing something. Love doing something 就是爱干嘛。但是呢，它跟 love to do something 是一样的。Love doing something and love to do something is the same. So I can say, I love watching A+, or I love to watch A+.
And speaking of watching A+, I watch A+ English every morning on TV.
Speaking of watching A+, every morning,Which I do, 我也是每天早上真的六点半就会起来看我们的 A Plus show. But you turn on the TV to watch TV. Now my question is, you know, a lot of students in Taiwan, they don't know how to use turn on. And they use open.
That's true. And actually, it's not only people in Taiwan that do that. My good friend in Canada, who has lived in Canada for 20 years, he still says, open the lights.
So, how do we let our students know? 要怎么样让我们学生知道什么时候用 turn on, 什么时候用 open?
Well, if it's a machine, you can turn it on. So, for example, you can say turn on the air conditioner. We don't say open the air conditioner. But if it's something like a door, you can open and close a door.
So, audience, 什么时候用 turn on 呢 ?Clayton 告诉我们说如果是机器或者是用电的你就用 turn on。比如说他的例子是 turn on the AC, 就是 turn on the air conditioner, 就是开冷气 or turn on the light, 开电灯。如果不是机器或是不用电，那你就用 open, open a book, 翻开本书 or open the door, 开门。
Right, so Mark turns on the radio and he turns to his favorite station. If it's his favorite station, that's the station or channel that he likes to listen to the most.
所以我们这里看到 favorite 这个单词哦 ，favorite 它是个形容词，它本身就是最高级了，最喜欢的。所以不要说 most favorite， favorite show 最喜欢的节目 ，favorite station 最喜欢的频道。
So he finds out by listening to his show that there's going to be a contest. Now a contest is some kind of competition.
所以这里呢 ，Mark 他开收音机听听听，哦，星期五会有一个 contest。contest 这个名词就是竞赛的意思。所以星期五有个广播竞赛。
Right, so there's such a thing as a speech contest, where many people will come together, they'll all say speeches, and then people will try to decide who is the best.
So, audience, there are many kinds of contests, 竞赛有很多种。而 Clayton 提到的是 speech。Contest 就是演讲比赛。Now, Clayton, in contests, the best person is called the
winner. So the winner is the person who does the best. They win the contest, in other words.
所以我们这里看到 winner, 我们来看一下这个单词 winner 就是赢家。它是来自于 win 这个动词。那么它的三态当然就是 win, won, won.
Okay, everybody, let's have a little break and we will be back in a moment.
Hello, you're on the air.
Conversation B.
I can't believe I could actually be on the radio, just like Jack Hope.
Aren't you nervous about the contest?
Well, maybe a little. What do you think I should do?
Just talk like this, and make sure you speak clearly.
Anything else?
Keep talking, even if you make a mistake. They call silence dead air for a reason.
Now, something really exciting is happening to Mark in our story here. He says, I can't believe I could actually be on the radio, just like Jack Hope.So he's so amazed that he says, I can't believe it.
这里呢我们看到的是 somebody can't believe, 然后后面再加个 something. 这里的 something 是子句的意思。So somebody can't believe 一个子句。也就是说某人呢他不敢相信然后后面是什么事情。而刚刚 Clayton 有提到这里的 I can't believe 后面怎么样怎么样其实是有 I'm really amazed, 哦我感到很惊讶的意思。So over here we see could. I can't believe I could, but we don't use I can. Why is that?
Well, he could be on the radio means it's possible for him to be on the radio. He might have this really special chance to go on the radio just like his favorite host.
所以我们在这里看到 Mark 他说 I can't believe 我真不敢相信后面他说 I could actually be on the radio 哎，我真的是不敢相信说我有机会可以上广播节目这里用 could could 是个假设语气是可能可以他今天如果是很确定他一定可以他就会说 I can 可是他不确定说 I could maybe 我可以
So Mark's friend Tom asks himAren't you nervous about the contest? Because the contest is a really big deal. And Mark is very excited about it. So he might feel nervous, which means he might feel a little bit scared because it's something he's never done before.
所以在这里呢 ,Mark 他即将要参加一个大 contest, 他很紧张哦。他就找他的朋友 Tom, 然后 Tom 就跟他说 Aren't you nervous about the contest? 哎，你对于这个大比赛会不会很紧张？我们这里看到的是 Be nervous about something. Be nervous about something 就是对什么东西感到紧张。 Now here's something interesting I would like to ask Clayton. When you are nervous, do you do funny things?
Well, I remember when I was younger and I would write tests, I would always put my hand through my hair like this. And then on my test paper, there would be all of my hairs falling down. Right, so Mark might also be nervous, but Tom gives him some advice. He tells him to speak like this or to talk like this and make sure to speak clearly. Now, if you make sure of something, that means that you take care to do it. It's something that you must do. You must make sure you do it.
所以在这里呢 ,Mark 问他的好朋友 Tom 说 ,What should I do? 我该怎么办呢 ?Mark 告诉他两件事情。第一件事 ,just talk like this. 这里的 this 就这么讲话怎么讲不知道但是我们可以猜大概就是声音要很低沉因为 radio people, they talk with a deep, deep voice.Now the second thing is make sure 怎么样怎么样这里的句型是 make sure 然后再加上一个子句或是不定词就是确定确实要干嘛的意思
So for example I can say Jonathan make sure you eat your vegetables every day or I could say Jonathan make sure to eat your vegetables
Yes Clayton I will eat my vegetables every day
And Tom also tells Mark something else. He tells him to keep talking because when you're on the radio, you don't want dead air, which is silence. And silence just means no sound at all.
Like that. That was silence. Silence 呢名词就是沉寂的意思，完全没声音。这里我们看到的是 call a B 就是把 A 叫做 B 这里 call silence dead air 我们把沉寂称为死亡的空气 because this is very bad
Okay everybody stay with us Word power is next
Word power
Welcome to word power everybody Our first word of the day
Clayton
Yeah
我有一个建议 I think for today's word powerWe should talk in radio voice.
Good idea. Our first word of the day is favorite. Favorite.
Favorite. 它是个形容词最喜欢的。
This restaurant has my favorite kind of noodles.
这间餐厅呢有我最喜欢的面食 and that is spaghetti.
Winner. Winner.
Winner. 这是个名词赢家的意思。
The winner of this game will get 10,000 NT dollars.
Good radio voice. 这场比赛的赢家呢，他可以赢得一万元。
Nervous, nervous.
Nervous 呢，这是紧张，它是个形容词。
Allison is nervous about going to see a doctor.
Allison 对于看医生感到很紧张。She's afraid of shots.
Silence, silence.
Silence, 它是个不可数名词寂静无声。
There was a moment of silence after the movie ended.
电影结束之后有片刻的寂静。
Like this, just quiet. Okay, everybody, stay with us, we have more.
In mind.
Clayton, what should we do? There's going to be a math test next week.
Oh, right. And there's also going to be a big English test.
But there is going to be a big party tonight.
Oh, that's great. But what should we do?
I want to go because there is going to be a singing contest tonight.And I want to win.
Oh, that's great, but we really need to do well on these tests.
到底该怎么办才好呢？这里啊，我们看到 there is going to be something， 就是即将会有什么的意思。但是非要注意的一点就是中文里啊，我们会说即将会有什么，里面有一个有字，有没有？这时候英文你不可以说 there is going to have 哦，不能够加 have， 因为它是 there is going to be， 要记得。
So what are we going to do?
I don't know, but I think we should still study English right now.
Okay.
Hey, Clayton, 听说你在大学的时代有主持自己的广播节目。
I did, but it was on at 3 o'clock in the morning. I think they just gave me a show because they didn't want dead air.
凌晨三点那谁会听啊？再看一次今天的 Listen.
Hello, you're on the air.
Mark loved listening to the radio. Every morning when he woke up, he would turn on the radio. And every night, he would listen to his favorite show, Music Fans. DJ Jack Hope hosted the show. On Friday,There was going to be a contest. The winner would have his own show for a day. Mark knew he had to try.
I can't believe I could actually be on the radio, just like Jack Hope.
Aren't you nervous about the contest?
Well, maybe a little.What do you think I should do?
Just talk like this, and Han, make sure you speak clearly.
Anything else?
Keep talking, even if you make a mistake. They call silence dead air for a reason.
Review time.
Welcome to review time, everybody. Today, you just need to answer the questions.
来，我们现在 review time 呢，来做问答题。Clayton 问你一些问题，来看你对今天的文章到底有多了解。Number one,
what is the name of Jack Hope's show?
所以这位大广播主持人 Jack Hope， 他的节目叫什么名字呢？叫做 Music。Fans, 音乐粉丝啊。
Must be for people who love music. Okay, number two, what could Mark do if he won the contest?
如果他赢得这场大广播比赛，他可以得到什么呢？ He could make his own radio show for a day. 他可以自己主持自己的节目 for 一天。
Number three, what is called dead air on a radio show?
在广播节目上呢 ，dead air 字面上的意思死空气，言下之意鸦雀无声。英文叫做什么？叫做 silence。It means no sound.
And it's really bad on the radio because no one will listen if it's just dead air.
对，这是很糟糕的。如果你都不讲话，然后人家刚好开收音机，什么都没听到 ，they would just think that the show is over or something and.Turn it off.
Right, but don't turn off our show because we have fun with phrases next.
Fun with phrases.
Make sure.
Make sure.
Okay, son, your father and I are going away for the weekend.
Have a good time.
Make sure to give food to the dog.
Okay.
And make sure to water the plants.
No problem.
And make sure to lock the door when you leave home.
Yes, Mom. And you make sure to take your plane tickets.
What? Sorry, son. We have to go right now. I told you to make sure we didn't forget our plane ticket.
Just for fun.
Okay, we have another proverb for you today. This one is about water. Angie, can you tell us what today's proverb is?
Sure. When you drink the water, remember the spring.
And this is actually a Chinese proverb, and the Chinese says, 饮水思源.
Wow, your Chinese is great!
Thanks, Angie. So, this proverb is about water. Now, we all know what water is, but what is a spring?
A spring is a place where you can get the water. So, it sounds like the proverb is telling us to be thankful for where things come from.
Well, let's think of an example, something that we're thankful for. Well, maybe I'm thankful for this tea that I'm drinking right now. I wonder where it came from. It's oolong tea. It was probably grown in Taiwan, maybe up in the mountains. Oh, I can just see it now. Beautiful green mountains. There's some clouds. There's someone picking the tea. Ah, sounds like a nice place to be.
Yes, it does. And I can imagine how hard the person is working to pick the leaves.
Yeah.
So, it's a good idea to remember where things come from, to be thankful.
Right. And when you be thankful, that just means that you feel thanks and you want to say thank you to whoever gave you something.
One thing I really like are strawberries. And when I think about strawberries, because they're so beautifully packaged in the supermarket, I think about where they came from, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful to the person that's out in the fields, crouching down, picking the strawberries, and then washing them and bringing them to the supermarket. A lot of work went into me being able to eat the strawberries.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, Angie, when I first read this proverb, I thought it was kind of telling us to be careful. Because when you drink some water, you want to know where it came from. Because if it came from somewhere that's not clean, then maybe you don't want to drink it.
That's a good way to look at it as well, but I'm not sure that's what this proverb means exactly.
Right. This one is about being thankful. So everybody remember, when you drink the water, remember the spring.